SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, Europe leads COVID-19 mass vaccination efforts. After months of deliberation, Western Australia reopens its borders to New South Wales and Victoria. And in sport, breakdancing is to become an official Olympic sport. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. United Kingdom Secretary Matt Hancock says the 8th of December will mark the beginning of the largest immunization program in British history with the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccination program. Britain has become the first country to administer the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine this week, with first doses beginning around 6 p.m. tonight. Priority is given to people over the age of 80, frontline healthcare workers, and care home staff and residents. Mr. Hancock says the priority will be for people in aged care homes and those over 80. A World Health Organization official says the agency won't make it mandatory for people to take the new COVID-19 vaccines. The comments come as authorities struggle to contain fresh outbreaks in a number of countries, including South Korea, Germany, Greece, and Sweden, which are all preparing tougher restrictions to halt the spread of the coronavirus. The WHO's Assistant Director General for Drug Access, Vaccines, and Pharmaceuticals is Mariangela Simão. She says while the organization will encourage vaccine implementation, there will not be a mandate for its use.
So it will be up to countries to decide, but the position is that the way it works better is to make sure that people who are in the priority populations to be vaccinated first, that they have the right information and that they can do an informed choice regarding getting the vaccine.
Australia is one step closer to domestic quarantine-free travel, with Queensland reopening its borders to travellers from Adelaide this weekend. South Australia's capital was declared a COVID-19 hotspot 3 weeks ago after a cluster was identified in the city's northern suburbs. Health Minister Yvette Duff says Queensland is looking forward to the change, but warns people must remain vigilant.
Of course, our message in opening up the borders to those people coming from Adelaide, and we welcome them arriving for Queensland and to holiday and to visit family and friends. But the message is clear. We must continue to be vigilant. We must continue to practice good hygiene.
Meanwhile, Western Australia will reopen its borders to New South Wales and Victoria today. Travel between the two states was in doubt after a Sydney quarantine hotel cleaner tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Travellers from South Australia will be allowed to enter Western Australia without needing to quarantine from this coming Friday, pending no further coronavirus outbreaks. Nationals MP Matt Canavan says he believes the China-Australia relationship can be mended, but in the meantime, Australia should cultivate its bilateral ties with other countries in the region. China has rejected Prime Minister Scott Morrison's demand for an apology over a tweeted image depicting an Australian soldier holding a knife at the throat of a child in Afghanistan. A number of countries have condemned the tweet, praising Australia's commitment to a full investigation into allegations of war crimes committed by Australian soldiers. Mr. Canavan says Australia must protect its independence and sovereignty, even if that means relations with China will temporarily suffer.
I'm also not going to gild the lily and say I think things are going to be better in the next few months. It doesn't look great right now. And really, the only response we can do in the context of that is to find other friends, to build other relationships. We were doing that anyway with the trade agreements we've signed elsewhere. We're targeting with India. But there should be a renewed effort for that now, obviously. And it's going to come at some cost to us if the Chinese relationship does reduce. But we are going to be still a strong and very wealthy country regardless. I'm very confident of that.
The International Olympic Committee has confirmed breakdancing will feature in the Olympics, with the street dance style officially added to the medal events program for Paris 2024. Also confirmed for Paris by the IOC Executive Board were skateboarding, sport climbing, and surfing. These three sports will make their Olympic debuts at the Tokyo Games, which were postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic by 1 year, to open on July 23, 2021. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot with a possible late storm, 39 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 22. Melbourne, cloudy, 18. Hobart, much the same as yesterday, also 18. Canberra, partly cloudy, 19 degrees. Wollongong, much the same, also 19 degrees. Sydney, a mostly sunny 22. Newcastle, similar conditions as yesterday, 23 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 34. Cairns, a shower or two, at 33 degrees. Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 34 degrees.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.